Morning. Okay, morning. Why don't we turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I'll be reading from the NASB and also the New King James Version. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So NASB says, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." And the New King James Version says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Let's just pray. God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for allowing us to get up to just hear your word and spend time with you. I pray, Lord Father, that you'll use this time of devotion to speak life and truth to the community here. And I pray that you'll just really just give us a word for today to empower us and embolden us and to really just move us along this path of faith that we live. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, so when we were coming up with the EMP roster, I was sort of praying about what to share on. And I had a couple of things sort of going on, but ironically enough, a couple of weeks ago, our church did an outreach at VBS, which is Shanti Ministry. It's out in the New Territories. VBS stands for Vacation Bible School. So we were going out there each morning for a few hours and ministering to the children there. And one of the missionaries, the guy who runs that ministry, a guy called Godwin, a member of our church here. And the theme for that week, they were doing this this pack. I think it's based out of the US. And the theme for the week was about fear. And this was the actual scripture that they were quoting. And it was the New King James Version. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And each day they'll be tackling certain areas of fear that kids may have and trying to address that through scripture, trying to address that through skits and through activities, and so that they would really fulfill this life that God's called us to. And also in the course of that, this was their sort of memory verse for the week as well. So, excuse me. So every day they'll be reciting this verse and really letting this verse sort of sink in. And as I was reflecting on this, I realized that it's not only kids, and like these children were aged sort of 2, 3, up to I think 12, 13 was the oldest. It's not only children that have fears in life. You know, we live in an anxious and fearful world, and so many people are worried about so many different things, whether you're Christian or non-Christian. And so I thought I'd just meditate on this scripture, and to say that week as we were sort of reciting every day, it allowed us to meditate anyway and sort of just share sort of what God spoke to me about. But as I was sort of going through and doing a bit of research, I'll get it here, I was trying to look up the definition of fear. And so there's many different definitions, but there's one that was quite good. It's actually on a Christian website. And this said, the American Heritage Dictionary, this is what it describes fear as. And it describes fear as one of two things: a feeling of agitation and anxiety caused by the presence or imminence of danger. And the second thing is an extreme reverence or awe, especially towards a supreme power. So obviously, the first fear we know is not a good thing, and that's what Paul is trying to address here. But the second fear I just want to touch on, an extreme reverence or towards a supreme power. That, I think, as a Christian, is a healthy thing. You know, in Proverbs, it says in many different places, you know, the fear of the Lord leads to this, the fear of the Lord leads to that. You know, it leads to the beginning of knowledge. It leads to the cause of one to hate evil, to prolong life. And many other sort of scriptures in Proverbs declare that fear of the Lord. And I think as Christians, as sort of children of God, sure, you know, God is our loving Father. We have an amazing relationship with him. But also, I think mixed in with that, there needs to be an element of reverence and awe of who he is. And that's the fear of the Lord that, you know, Solomon talks about in Proverbs. You know, not to just, he is our friend, but also he's the maker of the universe. He's, the creator of all things. And to have that healthy fear of him, and as you read Proverbs, it leads us to many things and many good things in our lives. But that's just an aside I want to share. But the other thing, as I say, I'm going back to is the not so sort of useful fear, not so sort of healthy fear, and that's fear and anxiety of things in the world and of imminent dangers in our lives. And I Googled very quickly, you know, what are the top fears in the world that people have? And, you know, there are probably many things that come to your mind and many things that come to our minds, but here are just a list of some of them. I mean, there's, you know, a fear of flying, a fear of public speaking, a fear of heights, the fear of the dark, intimacy, death, failure, rejection. And some of those we can identify with, whether as we were growing up or even in our lives now. And some other ones, actually, which were sort of also on that list, I think a little bit more appropriate to Hong Kong. There's a fear of insects and bugs. You know, I can't stand cockroaches. So, you know, I know some of you are in that boat as well. And a fear of financial problems and a fear of loneliness, you know. And those are things I really feel, in a city like Hong Kong, people can get lost and be subject to those. So, as Christians, you know, we got this scripture here where God has given us his promise, you know, through Paul saying, we don't have a spirit of fear. He's not given that to us, but he's given us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. How do we live that out? I mean, what is it that God is trying to sort of encourage us with through this scripture? And to look at that, I just want to just declare a few things. Firstly, like, if you think of fear, what are the opposites to fear that you think of? You know, and Paul describes it in three words, you know, power, love, and a sound mind. But along with that, I just came up with a couple of words like, you know, faith. You can declare that to be an opposite of fear. You know, we're fearful of the unknown. We're fearful of things that are beyond our power. But as a son and a daughter of Christ, as a believer of God, you know, faith is the one thing that can really help us carry us through these sort of fearful, anxious seasons. Other words that came to mind are peace and trust. You know, these are words that we hear about in many scriptures, and God really wants to encourage us with his peace and trust in him, again, to relay fears and anxiousness that we may have in our mind. Jesus says to the disciples, we know the story about him, of sleeping in the boat, and there's that storm that wells up, and the disciples are going a little bit crazy about, wow, what's going to happen? Are we going to die, etc.? And what is the thing he says? You know, he says, you have little faith. Why have you been afraid? You know, you have little faith. You know, he says, don't look at the surroundings. It's you know, if you had faith, you wouldn't have fear. You know, if you had faith in me and who I am, you know, fear wouldn't take a place in your part, in your life. And so that was something that even he spoke to us about. And again, going on, we know the famous passage, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, about do not be anxious, do not be fearful about anything. You know, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And what does God provide us to relay these anxiousness and sort of fearful sort of thoughts? It's the peace of God. You know, it's not necessarily the situation changing. It's not necessarily your circumstance changing, but it's his peace that he grants to us to really overcome these sort of anxious situations and fear. And so there are a couple of suggestions I just wanted to raise to you in terms of how to overcome maybe fears in your life. Firstly, point number one, sort of coming on to this, is immerse yourself in the Word of God. You know, immerse yourself in the Word of God. As I was reminded during this VBS week, each day the children were made to sort of, say, recite and memorize this verse, 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verse 7. And I think as they're memorizing that, and as they're really immersing their mind in it, some of them didn't know what this verse meant. You know, some of them actually came from Muslim backgrounds, and they were new to the whole sort of Christianity thing. But there was a change in their countenance, because as they're memorizing the verse and you know, the Word of God as life, you know, their soul was being transformed. They're really realizing, wow, actually, I don't need to be fearful. That's not what God's given me. You know, he's given me characters of power and love and a sound mind and boldness. So fear doesn't have to play a part. And as I said, some of them don't have a relationship with God anyway, but simply just be reciting and memorizing and really just mulling on the Word of God, it really started to transform the way they thought and the way they really sort of saw themselves. Romans 10:17 says faith comes from hearing the message, and the message heard through the Word of Christ. And so going back to what I just shared earlier about Jesus saying, you know, why are you so afraid? Because you don't have enough faith. And you know, Paul sort of ties that in and says, actually, how does your faith build up? It comes through hearing the message, and the message heard through the Word about Christ. And also later on in Romans, Paul goes to expound a bit on that, talking about, you know, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that, you know, is, again, I think applicable to us in that I think a lot of fears and anxiousness that comes in is No, it's worldly. It's things that are going on in the world around us. You know, our colleagues or our peers or even relatives who are believers or non-believers have good intentions, and yet the advice they may give to us or things they may be concerned about are really things that maybe God's not concerned about or God wants us to be concerned about. And as Paul so sort of eloquently puts here, let's continue to transform our mind, the way we think. You know, let's not think like the way the world thinks. Let's continue to really ask God to renew our mind, and especially through the reading of the Word and immersing ourselves in the Word. Another scripture, John 16:33, as Jesus speaks to us, he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world we'll have tribulation, but take courage, I've overcome the world." So scriptures like this, and there are a bunch of others I'll share, which really, as we meditate on those and as we really immerse ourselves in the Word of God, I think the fears and the anxiousness that we may have in various aspects of our lives start to sort of fade away. The second point I want to raise is, remember who God is. Remember who God is. 1 John 4, you know, say many of us know this word and this scripture saying, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." You know, we know that God is love, and you know, he loves us. You know, he loves us with a never-ending love. And if God loves us, as John states here, so you know, in such an amazing way, his perfect love casts out fear. So instead of looking at the situation, instead of looking at what's going on around us, to really just look and remember who God is. We also know in many scriptures in the Old Testament, there are many Jehovahs. There are many names of God. And these are ones that I feel like you can declare and just really call upon in those times that you're going through sort of struggles. If it's a season of provision you need, you know that Jehovah is Jehovah Jireh. God is Jehovah Jireh. He's the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. The banner that goes before us, our victory, Jehovah Nissi. You know, if we need healing, whether it's physical or spiritual, he's a Jehovah Rapha. He's our shepherd, Jehovah Ra. And these are all, you know, these are all scriptures. They're all Hebraic ways of describing our amazing God. And so let's just remember who God is. You know, God is all these amazing things. And all of these are basically almost solutions or counter words to fears we may have in the areas of provision, in the areas of peace, in the areas of guidance. You know, we need a shepherd, in areas of we need victory in certain areas of our lives, or we need healing. You know, and God is all these things and more. And the final thing I want us to be reminded of is, remember not who we are, but whose we are. Remember whose we are. In Isaiah 43:1, it says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." You know, we are God's children. If God is for us, in 1 John 4, it says, "Who can be against us?" You know, the thing that he that is in us is greater than the things of the world. It's not necessarily about who we are. Yeah, we are children of God, but we are God's. You know, he's our Father. He's the one who owns us. He's the one who holds us in his palm. The encouragement in Romans again, you know, it says, "In all things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us." You know, as we recognize that we are God's, if we know that we are loved and accepted by the maker of the universe, that he is ours, he's got our back. You know, what is there in this world that we can fear? What is there in this world that can really take sort of hold in our lives in the areas of anxiousness and worry? And the maker of the universe has declared that he loves us, he redeems us, that we are his. He displays that so, you know, so amazingly on the cross by giving his son Jesus Christ for us. Just basking in that knowledge and meditating on that, that we are his. That should hopefully give us the right path to end fears and anxiousness in our lives. So as I think Eunice comes up to lead the time of worship, let's just reflect on this in the moment. I don't know what some of you are going through, but you know, if there's an area of your life right now where you are going through some sort of anxiousness, some sort of fear, and you know, let's just spend a moment. Let's just spend a moment meditating on the Word of God. Let's spend a moment just remembering who God is, and a moment to remember whose we are. That we are his children, we are his beloved sons and daughters. And as that happens, I pray that Holy Spirit comes in and really starts to just melt away these fearful and anxious thoughts. You know, Paul, his charge to Timothy and his encouragement is, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but one of love and of power and of a sound mind. And let that word sinking so deeply to you know. God's perfect love casts out fear. Now, whatever you're going through in your lives right now, whatever mountain sort of stands before you, whatever obstacle that seems irremovable is in your life right now, let's just spend a moment right now this morning as we start our day before work and as we start this week as well. Just remembering God's promises, remembering who He is, and remembering whose we are. Actually, as Eunice plays, before we go into a time of corporate prayer, I just felt as we've got, quite a few guys here this morning, this life of faith and facing our fears and anxiousness, it's also done in community as well. I just felt, if anyone here is going through something right now where they're facing a decision and there's an element of fear and anxiousness in that place, I don't know if you want to stand up or raise your hands. And we've got people around to just spend a bit of time praying for each other. Really just speaking God's life into you and just, speaking God's encouragement, his love, who he is. And so, just as Eunice was worshipping, I sort of felt that's something we could do. So if anyone's going through that sort of season right now, if you want to be bold enough to raise your hand or just stand up, and as people around, we've got a family of Christ here, maybe we can just gather around and pray for you. Is there anyone going through that? Or okay, we've got one over there, we've got Cadence and Sophia, Pastor Sophia. Okay, so yeah, why don't we as community just spend just a quick moment gathering around Cadence and Sophia, and shall we just pray? Let's pray life. Let's pray his love, his who God is and whose we are over them as they're in this season right now of Why don't we just also spend a bit of time in corporate prayer? Let's just really cover our community. Just pray words of life over them as we pray for those names up there. Many of them may have these fears of illness and of death and of many different things. Let's just really pray God's word and his love just really comes through, that his perfect love comes through in each and every one of these members of our community's lives. Let's cover them right now. Let's also pray for those who are not only sick but need a word of salvation. The next slide for those who are going through infirmities as well. Let's pray for those who are needing provision to come in.
go to the missions focused for today. Let's really lift up to the Lord Nation of China. Let's continue to remember the many underground churches and the Christians in that nation, and for many Christian organizations, and also for the ones that SP are sort of in partnership with. Let's pray for SP Beijing, for Pastor Sam, Nanny Kim. They're making their way back from the States this week. They are able to go back from their leave and have a good restful time. For Chris and Amy as well, and Mary, the core leaders there, especially for Amy, who's expecting their second child in these next few weeks. Let's continue to lift them up. Let's pray for the Chong family. They're on their sabbatical year right now, but they're also heading back to China in the near future. Pray for a safe transition and for them to really go back into what God's called them to do. For Matt and Nate's parents, for their ministry, and for the Basarabas, for Leanne Cheng in Beijing, our SP sent missionaries. Continue to pray for her. For Edie Clark and her many ministries, for the Chichiha kids and the orphanage, and for the churches as well. Let's just really lift up to the Lord this nation of China. I want to just cover our friends and family and community in Christ there. Let's really just pray for and cover for our staff, especially pray for P. Sam and Lisa and the family there. It's on their last week of their summer leave. Let's pray that they have a wonderful time of rest, and they're due back this weekend, that they come back safely and ready to move into this final season of this year. Let's especially lift up the Lord P. Eugene and P. Carol. Many of you know that P. Carol is currently in hospital. So let's just really pray for a full healing. Pray really Jehovah Rapha over her body and her soul, and especially for peace over P. Eugene as he travels backwards and forwards, and as they sort of wait for God's hand to come in. Just real redemption in their lives. They've been under a lot of spiritual and physical attacks these last couple of weeks. Let's really just cover them. Let's pray for P. Sophia. Let's pray for her vision and her calling and her ministries, and that really God just comes in and just touches every part of her life. For Pastor Nate, who just came back from the States, that God gives him good rest this week. He's able to get over the jet lag and to really just serve with the joyful heart that he has. For Ken and Monica, Bonnie and Sarah and Janella as well, for the many members of staff who really just support our church and serve our church in such faithful ways. And also for Pastor Hyunsu as well, for bringing back safe from Cambodia, and for just the ministries they're involved. Let's just really cover our pastoral staff right now. Let's pray for the worship team, the AV ministry. Let's pray that they really have a heart of worship and a heart just to serve and honor God and all that they do. Let's actually lift up to God the leads of that ministry for P-Nade and Hyunsoo and John and for Kenny as well, who leads the AV ministry as well. Let's just pray that God really just draws them close to Him in this season, this week. And then out of that intimacy, that heart of worship and serving will just overflow. And let's cover those teams and the leaders right now. So I just wanted to, let's cover the Thailand missions trip. They're in Thailand right now and they're finishing up tomorrow. Let's pray for Ayong, who is leading the team in P. Eugene and P. Carol's absence, for John as well, and for Matthew and Rebecca Pine, for Genevieve, and for all the kids that, you know, they have a wonderful last day and a half, that they're able to minister to the Karen tribe there, and then pray for protection over the kids, no sickness or illnesses or any sort of injuries. And really that this final day and a half, they're just able to really display God's love and His grace to the people there in Thailand, and especially in that region of Chiang Mai. Let's just really cover them right now. Lord, we just thank You for today. We thank You for Your word and Your grace so early in the morning. We thank You that Your love just touches us, Lord. Your perfect love comes in and invades our lives and then casts out all fear and anxiety, Lord God. So I just pray that covering of each and every one of us here today, each of one of the people who will be listening, Lord God, that whatever they're going through, they recognize that You are love. And that You are good, and we are Your children, Lord God, and we are Yours, and all these things, and the word that You just give to us daily really comes in and just starts to change and transform our lives and the way we think. And as that happens, as love comes in, that fear and anxiousness start to dissipate and disappear, Lord God. So I just pray that covering that blessing of each and every one of us here in this place, I pray that You'll really use them today in their workplaces and their schools to shine Your light bright. To really just share that love that they've received from You with others around them as well, Lord God. To really just bring that word of courage, that word of power, and that word of boldness to those who may be going through tough times as well. So bless each and every one of the brothers and sisters here in this place. Just may Your grace and Your peace be with them today. We thank You in Jesus' name we pray.